Constantinopel. Rav Memrehia, Dav Gimel, the same Gemara as Dav Kuf Zayin, in Shmuelsna. But Hatzod Nochash, Kik Shabal Lachazelis, the Shmuel, Adi Shmuel, the Ochash of Ar Shmuel, Lachash in Yitzrich HaLiguf HaPot, Krep Shim, Umishim Tzara Di Guf HaShot, Ulfeir Kiro, Amrin Lom Bidobash in Yitzchavein, Sobalo Krep Shim, Umlachash in Yitzrich HaLiguf HaSobal Krep Yuk, Ki, Tiras Chavetam, Di Shmuel Koma, Di Krep Shim, Di Oma, Di Oma, the Shmuel, the Oma, the Rapshim in the Oma, Vlochash and Tzuchuli Gufo, Potabanetot. So Tam says, when Shmuel says, that Papis Musa is Potter, so Shmuel doesn't mean Alibid today. He says, Alibid the Rapshim says that Shabbos, Vlochash and Tzuchuli Gufo is Potter, so he's Mutal Chathil and Shmutzara to Gufo. But Shmuel himself passes like a Buddha. That Mulochash in Sichel before is higher than Shabbos, so there is no head time in Shabbos. The Kashi is against the Rambam. The Rambam passes the Rude that Mulochash in Sichel before is higher by Shabbos, and still he mentions that Mapis Mul says Mut. The Rambam tells for this the Rav Chaim. Yes,
Very good about you, Zion. So the Magnishne is the Kashi. But Rav says that because Rav paskens like Rav Shimon Losh and Tzor Gufo is Potter. But the Rambam paskens like Rav Yudek Losh and Tzor Gufo is Chayet. So why should it be Muta? So Rav Chaim says that shit is a Rambam is like your whether the gamble like the whole, they don't say gamble, because the whole is matter to Muhatil, secretion to Yerkesle, it is not Nene from the Moloch. So here, if it's Mafis, Mulz of the Shabbos, not in order to make an opening, the Hachnis of Eitzi, to allow air to come in and to allow air to come out, but in order to draw out, to get rid of the pus. So then, even though in Mele there is an opening to it, but it's not interesting. So it's a creation of the opposite. So there are three shittas. Taste of shitta in Shabbos Daf Gimel is that the creation of the opposite is higher. The creation of the opposite is higher according to the good at Losh and Tzor for the good for Israel. And the whole shit is mutal chatchila. And tasteless in another perik, in perik, in Rav Godel, says that it's Hashem the Rabbonim. So we don't have to say that the Rambam, the Chaim means the Rambam shit is that is that he agrees with the Oruch the Gamma. He agrees with the Oruch on a Derais level, but maybe on a Derabon level, he doesn't agree with the Oruch. He doesn't agree with the Oruch. So in Mele, there is no Yisrael Reis, only in Yisrael Rabbonon, so Mishum Tzarek in faith, it's not us. But the Kasha by the Magid Mishni is, the Gemara says, that Rav says, it's Mutam Mishum Tzarek in faith, because Rav Paskins, like Rav Shimul Rosh and Tzarek in faith, is part of the Rav Paskins, like Rav Yudem Rosh and Tzarek in faith, is Chayim. So, Rav Chaim says, that there are two halachas in Dovashim Yitzchak. In Kol HaTerei Bole, so the Dovashim Yitzchak is Muter, because the element of Kavone is like Mashiach came by Shabbos. So first of all, the contraption that in Kol HaTerei Bole, Dovashim Yitzchak is Muter, by Nozer it's also Muter, so the male in Shabbos is not Korat and Nozer. And then there's an extra halacha by Shabbos of Melechus Machshavos. The Rai is, the Tosfos says, that even Rabbi Yehuda, who says that Dovashim Yitzchak is chayav banos, he calls it a kula. But by Shabbos is potter because not Melechus Machshavos. So the Yisrael halacha of Melechus Machshavos is totally different than the Yisrael halacha of Dovashim Yitzchak. Dovashim Yitzchak is based upon the element of Kavon, intention. But the Nachashim Schavin is based upon the element of Yidid. In other words, who is Levin Nachash Levis Yachinke? He had Levin on his left, and he was absent-minded. He didn't know, he forgot that he had an Levin on his left, and he stood up and he threw it out of Amisrael into the Rishus Rabin as he was standing up. So then he spot up because he didn't know the thing was. Suppose you go outside in Shabbos and you don't know that you have a handkerchief or you have the wallet in your pocket, and then you carry it, dalad amis, 10 amis, 100 amis, or your amazim, which is a yochim, which is a rabbi, you may catch it in an orchid. So you are potter because it wasn't done while he was aware that he's doing the orchid. He didn't know he had something in his pocket. So it's the element of Yiddish, and in Kol HaTerei it's not an union of Yiddish, it's an union of Kavone, because when a Nozer straightens out his hair with his hand, so he knows what he's doing, and he knows that he might pluck out hair. But since it's not execration, so even though he knows, but it's not considered, he's mischav. Some mele that the Rav has to resort to the time of Moshin Tzribuf, because Rav holds like a Bude that Dovashim is having his Chayvon Pratikon. Mashiach King Shmuel and the Rambam, who pass in like Rav Shimon Kodre Kule Dovashim is having his Muta. So, and they agree, he agrees with the old Shitel Cholapoches on the Reiselem, that if he's not Nene from the Meloch, so the Reise is considered in Mishavim, so Mele without Meloch and Tzorilufo, it is not also the Reise is Potter, Mele it's Muta, Mishum Tzara Dibur. So Mele we could say that the Pshat and Tesvus, one Pshat and Tesvus will say, Tesvus says the Kashi, what's the Machlekes between the Blazer and the Rabbanan? If it is Ipsikreishe, how can the Rabbon of Kablazar say it's on issues? If it's not Ipsikreishe, so the Rabbon should be made into Kablazar is Chaydachatz. So Teisve says, the Machlekes is whether there is Ipsikreishe or it's not Ipsikreishe. It's not Mestabo to say it's a Machlekes in the series. So the first shot we said was that the Machlekes is whether there is whether a korban is secretion, when most of the time, 60% of the times, it entails a melach, and 40% of the times it doesn't entail a melach. So Rabbi Lezer holds that it is considered tipsikresh, and the Reisler and the Rabbonim say, the Chachamim say, it's not considered tipsikresh and the Reisler. So we have to say that only because Rabbonim and Rav Lezer both hold like Rav Yehuda, the Doroshim Mischave in Kolater Kum Yisrael, but by Shabbos is Poter because of Melechus Machsheves, and Melechus Machsheves is Poter by Shabbos in the Kondrat today because it is lacking. So Mele, the Rav Lezer holds, since it's a question of Yidiyah and not of Kavone, so then we don't, it doesn't have to be 100%. But when it's a question of Kavone, so then Rav Lezer will be made it to the Chachamim that it has to be 100%. If it's 60%, then Kavone is lacking. And the Chachamim of Rav Lezer hold that Talmud Rav Yehuda Doroshim Mischavei is Chayvim Kolatekul. But by Shabbos is Poter Midaraisa because the element of Yidiyah is lacking. So even if there is 60%, according to Chachamim of Rav Lezer, still the element of Yidiyah is lacking.
But now, so it's a machlokis whether you can have Yidiyah when it's current of Sikresha?
When it's current of Sikresha.
Whether that's called Yidiyah or not?
Yidiyah is called Yidiyah. So the Rav Lezer holds, since in Kolatere Kule, so we rely on Rav, and Rav is considered Vada.
Meaning if it's Karol of Sikresha, it's certainly Kavana.
So it's not Mishchav. Karol of Sikresha is certainly Midaraisa, not considered Mishchav. That goes without saying. Kavani is lacking. Kavani, in order to have Kavod to be considered Mishchav, it has to be 100%, not 99%.
So if that is true,
yeah.
Oh, I mean, but we're going like Rabbi Yehuda, who doesn't have the Ptur of
that's
Kavana.
Right.
That won't help you.
That's right.
And the only Ptur is Yidiyah.
Okay. So there's a machlekes between Rav Lezer and Chachamim.
Okay.
That's one pshat in this.
Yeah.
And then I mentioned, I don't know, when I learned Shabbos, how many years ago did the people learn Shabbos?
I think 7 years ago.
The first time I came.
Oh,
yeah. The first time, yeah. The first year I was here. The 7 years ago.
Second. Not the first
year.
Second
year.
Oh, the first was Sukkot, right. The second year. Right. So I mentioned what my father said, the Gavinoza. So first we have to see that there is a Reb Chaim and there is my father. And the two halachas in the Rambam by Yosef. Perekhes Mures Nosa. I think it's Perekhes.
Yeah.
By Sam. No, it's not there.
Curry, right.
Because in the exceed of the hay is similar to the exceed of the hay, so that's why I make a mistake here, remember.
Yud Beis, Halacha Yud Beis.
Halacha Yud Beis. Heavier al reishe sam shem eiser sasar veiser sasar ein aleichi ten a bitl mitzvah shem emeya shem ma gadil perasar. So the chinuch is masi gan der Rambam. The chinuch says, oh, you're dati. Kiven shu meisir sasa lo menechai v'arei lo ibinun tar davke tar li ava al reishe l'rabi skola misir v'gimor says. So why does the Rambam say in a way? So Reb Chaim says, but the reason as to why is in Rinke because by some, the Messias is by some, that when you put a powder on your hair, let's say you take a shave with the powder. So you put the shave, the powder, let's say at 8 o'clock in the morning. Then, suppose you try to take off the hair. You won't take off the hair. But if you leave it for half an hour, then you take a stick and you remove the powder with a little bit of water, then you'll be completely shaved. But suppose you wait only 5 minutes. So you'll have all the whole beard intact. So it's like safe hamulovic. So if Ruben takes a person and puts him in a cold room, but is destined that when the sun comes out after a few hours, so then he'll be choked to death. So then he's potter of the Mrs. Best, because he saved Hamelov if he puts him in a hot room when the sun is already there. So then he's hired Mrs. Ritzia Biodai. But if he puts him before the sun comes in, and then half an hour later the sun comes in, is only a gom of the Sikhis Chayimisi Bishamayim, the Rambam says, and is potter in Misa's best. So mele by the Sikhi, so there's a Misa of the Sikhi involved in gom, but by Shabbos, the Gemara says in Perikol Kisri, Misase kom locha asu Yehudos, ho gome shore. So mele, since gome is muter, so then there is no love of the rabbis klamisirin, because the rabbis klamisirin, what that means, even if it's not ita, even if it's not ita, it's misparayim kinta, or an electric shaver. So mele, there is a maisi gelua biyodai, machine can hear, there is no maisi gelua biyodai, only aldikon. That's the time. Now there is, I saw that some people mentioned the Asogi and the Rambam. And Reb Chaim from the Rambam in Pirk Chof Alev, Miyuch HaShabbos.
And this Reb Chaim?
And this Reb Chaim. Rosh Hashivas. I don't have to mention the name, what's the difference? הנטל שער מגוף האדם חייב בשביל דיזס. לפי חוך, אוסר מלכיס הסיודיים, בדובו שמישר ססער ודאי, כן אול בחיים זרי. So in other words, so if he's making gazes with your dying, he takes a pair of scissors and he cuts off his hair, so that is high. Suppose he puts the powder on the hair on his hand, or on the hair on his beard, or on the hair on his head, so then it's awesome. But there is no mice of your dying, so that's no cash, because the Mordechai in Shabbos says that even though the Gemara in Perikol Kisri says, the Gemara explains that in the Mishnah, if there is a dleiko in the house or in the next house, suppose there is a dleiko in the adjoining house, and you are afraid that if you don't take any measures, so the fire will spread to this house. So you take licharis and you put it on the border of the house near the door and then near the wall. It's a wooden wall, so it might catch fire. Then you put up several layers of the chavis. By the time the fire spreads to the house, so the fire is extinguished. So that is muta. So the Gemara says, why? Because the sasekom locho asiyudo seho gomesho. So but the Mordechai says, it means that with the raise, gomi is muta. So mele the mishne is matir, mishum hefzed momen. He was afraid that the house would burn down. But without hefzed momen, so even a gomi of meloche, is osam drabonos. That's why the Rambam says, osa, lehasi resasa, bisam, shemesi resasa, vada. So that's no cash. So the mele, the Chaim is that the reason is why the Rambam, he answers the kashi of the Chinuch. Why is he in Leike? Because true, there is a Yalkus in Gemore, Tal Yabel, sorry, the Rabbis, all of the Syrian, but only when there is a Mais Hasor of your time, a Mais Egeluach. But by some, there is no Mais Egeluach. It's only Geluach, how they come. So why is it also with the Raise? So they should not go some Rabbana. So what the Rambam says is also with the Raise, Gadil Pera, Kodesh Yeh, Gadil Pera Sadesh. So Chaim says, the Yisr Ese of Kodesh Yeh, Gadil Pera Sadesh, implies not after Mais Geluach. In other words, if a person with the lachash would be able to say abracadabra, for example, Rab Chaim didn't mention abracadabra, that's my expression. And then, as a result of the lachash, so all the hair goes out, so it also be able to say the raise of kadesh yeh gadil pera sarish. That's Rab Chaim. Then the chinuch is masik and under after. What the Rambam says, Ligabi Serik, in Perikei, Zirez, Zirez, Halochi Yudalet.
What was the text from the Rambam of Shabbos?
Because the Rambam of Shabbos says he saw some Rabbah, and the Mordechai says that even though the Gemara in Kokis, he says, he asked Musasik Halocha, Siyudo, Pogom Shore, so that means Shore Midarais. But with the Rabbanon is also, except since it's only awesome the Rabbanon, so we mock him absent moment, the Chachomim didn't ask. Now there is another Rambam that the Chinuch is masik against that in Perikei Melechas Nitziras Haloch Yitalev. Nozir Chayfei Pumifasteis, Chayfei Falsare Biyodei, Vichecher Bisipanot. Nopal Sari Mechishis, Sharei Kabalosi Las, the Efshe Shalias. In other words, if he straightens out the hair with his hand. Avol Yisri Bimasri, Luyochi Badomo, Lipnish Maseres is a soul Bada. He was a king in Rik, so the king again is Masri. If it's Masri, this is a soul Bada. So then, and this is a clear experience. This is a situation in Michal, because Kolasere, Kedaite, Amun, Amidolim, Komischal. So it doesn't mean that when a person combs his hair, he has Kavone to pull out the Nim, that means hairs that are semi plucked out. But they still stick to the head. Which means he's nene, because who enjoys having such hair? Every person wants to have hair that are fully mechubar to the head, not that are just attached a little bit to the head. So it's a situation in Michali. But so the question is, so why does the Rambam say in Elite? This they are so careful. So my father said, he be Kiddush. He said like this, the situation is serious. In other words, what does it mean? that Tzerek is a Psychreshe? Does it mean that if you make one corner, so you have to pull out hair, you can experiment it. You say, take, let's say, when a person comes, how many combings does he make? One comb, the second comb. The more hair he has, the more combings he makes. Let's say, a man who doesn't have a lot of hair, so he makes a few combings. But a woman who has a lot of hair, so she might spend even 10 minutes in combing her hair. Some girls have a habit of keeping on combing their hair all day. Even when they walk the street, they keep on combing their hair. So that situation is serious. But each act of combing does not involve a situation for I. Just observe it empirically. Make one comb. Then you look at the comb, you don't find anything. But if you make, let's say, 10 combs, you'll find 2 or 3 hairs. But whenever you make one comb, you're not sure that there will be a hair plucked out. But you are sure that, on the whole, in the series, they'll pull out 1, 2, or 3 hairs. So, there's the mark. So I saw a melee. That's why the Rambam says. So that's the machleket between the Rambam and the Chinuch. The Rambam shita is psikreishe is considered mischad. Why does psikreishe considered mischad? Because let's take the classic example of psikreishe. He cuts off the head of a bird, of a tzipa. And he's not mischadding to deaden the tzipa. He doesn't care. And the baby, the child for whom he does it, certainly doesn't care if the tzipah will live or die. And the country might even endure more if the tzipah, if the head of the tzipah will be able to sing too. Let's say the head of the nightingale will be able to sing such beautiful melodious songs. The child will enjoy it much more. But everybody knows that it's impossible to cut off the head of the Belchaim, then the Belchaim should remain alive. So melee it can be explained in 2 ways. One way is that is a din. It's not a misuse. It's a din. That if you are having to do one act, and that one act number one necessarily entails act number two, so the kavone that you had towards act number one is attributed to the act number two. Is it in? Or it's not in its initials. In other words, it's just semantics to say, didn't intend to kill the bird, I only intended to cut off the head. It's Einach, it's semantics. So that's the machlekes. So if we say it's a din, so then we can apply it even to a situation in sins, and that's the shite of the Achim. But the Rambam shite is not a din, it's a mitzias, it's ein hach. So when can we say it's ein hach? If the situation is involved, is entailed in each individual act, but if it consists of a series of 10 acts, and in the course of all the 10 acts of the tzil, he'll pluck out hair, so then it's not Haina. So that's the machlekes. So melee, I want to apply the Chaim to Teisves terms in Perek HaMasniah. When Teisves says, in Perek HaMasniah, Teisves says the Kashim, what's the machlekes between the Blazer and the Chachomim, Monefshah. If there is a psikreishe, why the Chachomim say it's only Shvus? Made of Shvus psikreishe, the Chai Vachat. And if there is no psikreishe, so then why does the Blazer, two of the Blazer hold like a Yude? But if there is a psikreishe, why do the Chachomim say that this only Yeshuas, so made the Shimon Psikresh. So the first pshat in Tisvus was that it is a psikorle Psikresh, 60% of Bion. So male alibet the Rav Shimon Doshin is having his mutators to be animals. But alibet the Rav Shimon Doshin is having quite a good time. But by Shabbos, he's a Rav Shimon Doshin. Rabbi's made his points mutar with the rice. Because Melechas Machshava, because of the element of Yidiyah, so as a whole, since it's a question of Yidiyah and Kolatere Kule, we go with Sahor. So all is considered like a Vadai, so here it's also considered like a Vadai. And the Chachom say, but here, Kolatere Kule Vadai means probability. But here, in order to be considered Yidiyah, he must know it for sure, with certainty, not if he knows it by way of a probability. That's the first pshat. Then we can say the pshat is because when you inhabit and rabbit, so it also consists of a series. You couldn't be mashvik gumis by making one sweeping. You have to make maybe, if you want to clean out the room, and in order to be sure that there'll be ashvoyes gumes, there won't be any cavities in the room, so then you have to make maybe, you have to spend maybe 10 minutes or 50 minutes. Even in today's rooms, when there are no sand, when it's a paved floor, so you have to spend a lot of time. If there are many things, all kinds of dirt on the floor, or has come the hammer on an earth floor, So it's a secretion in series. So that's the machleke between Rav Lezer and Chacham. According to Rav Lezer, a secretion in series is considered a secretion. And according to the Chachomim, secretion in series is not considered a secretion. Okay, now we can proceed with the Gemara itself.
Wait, Rebbe.
Yeah.
Can I just ask a simple question?
Why not?
The Rambam says it's still usur to do this by the Nazir.
Yeah. Right? The Aishah. Because of Kodesh Yigadu Parasah.
So why in the case where you don't use a comb, but what you're doing is using your hand.
Because then it's not a certainty.
Right, but it should still be usur because of the essay.
But the Isar essay also is subject to the Aloch of the Rosh
Hashanah. Why?
Why not? It's not, it's an Isar essay.
I understand, but once we say it's not totally on the Maisa, but it's on the result.
It is totally Maisa, but not Maisa, we are dying with Maisa of the Gaon. But Maisa.
What do you mean? What does it mean, Maisa? It still has
to be certain.
No, but you said, suppose you
said... Lachash is also a Maisa.
That's a Maisa?
Of course it's a Maisa. You say Abracadabra is not a Maisa. Don't say, because Akimasvos of the Maisa is no Shechas here.
You mean it's only by Eidus?
This Ligabi Malchus.
By Eidus, you're saying?
Yeah, by Malchus, that Akimasvos of the Maisa.
Right.
In other words, if you... If you talk for Shinoi, you're not trying to talk.
Right. Because
Akim has also done nice.
Right, but here.
But here.
It's a question of Matthias.
Matthias, yeah.
So even Akim has also, you're saying, is a mice.
He's a mice, yeah, he's a mice. Now I forgot to ask one kash against the Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim says the reason is why he's not chleiking, even though the Rav is calling the Syrian. Is because it's not a mice of your dime, it's a mice of the common. Now let's see the Molly Marcus. There is a Rambam that told us, Sasu Kol Cholimis. Doesn't mean that Cholimis. Even without the Mis. But Dibur HaKosu Be'ev. The derech of people was that when somebody died, so the relatives, in order to express grief, they used to pluck out hairs from their heads. But even if he doesn't do it on this, so you'll be a higher focus. So the Morris says the market is that Chof on the base with Sriha the Sochomish's voice, Nashi. He feels he smeared his five fingers with sand, the paste, and he put it on his head, and he plucked out all the hairs. So then, if he got separate asroes, and every two hairs that he plucked out with the sand, so his high marks, if he got so separate marks, if he got one asroes, so then, is chayav only one malchus. Same thing is by Nozer, sorry, says the eye. If they kept on drinking one of these, another of these, if there was one asroya, is chayav one malchus. If there was a separate asroya for each of these, is chayav separate malchus for each of these. But here the Gemara says, Noshe, son, and his five fingers, so then they will master him, so is chayav for each hair that he plucks out, that is in the sun. According to what Reb Chaim says, the Rambam is coming. So that's not, doesn't present a mystery against Reb Chaim, because it all depends what the nature of the love is. By the Ruach, Tal Yavar Reishi, so the essence of the love is not to galer the sun. So there has to be my Signor Yadai. The Sasukol Cholmes, the Esser is the Issa, the love does not consist in making the Maisi Kibuach of the Sah, in making the Gavre into Ibarkor, into making the Gavre bold in it. The Torah is makpid that the Jew is not allowed to make himself into a bold-headed person. So Mele, as far as making himself into bolder, so it's like the Isarese of Kodesh Yekadot Tzarech. So it doesn't present any still at all.
But as far as the Isar of Hashkasa Zakin and Hashkasa Peyas,
yeah.
So what's the deal of the deer?
There is the mice, as a matter of fact. A Pesach Sphere Shrine Pasuk that if somebody is in the army, let's say not in the Israeli army, but in a British army and in a Polish army, where they were marked that every soldier should cut off his pears. And how about the Pesach of according to Tesis, machlekes between the Rambam and Tesis? Because according to the Rambam, so the halacha of the Ruach Shei B'Hashkos, that it's mentioned in the orange voice, and the Makis, Megabe, Pesach Zokin applies to Pesach too. But the Tesis Shite is that only Megabe, Pesach, Hazokin, there is a loch of the Ruach Shei B'Hashkos, and you are allowed to take a shei in his prime kinta, let's say, with a clipper or with an elastic shaver, I mean, every kind of elastic shaver. But the Gabi Pesach, you're not allowed, so a high malchus, if you shave off all the Pesach completely with an elastic shape. So the question is, what heter is there for him to take a shave of the pears. So Pesach Sfiya sprang Paschal. And my father also Paschal. In the early years in America, when there was no such thing as religious liberty by soldiers, you know. Today, so, even today, so, there was a whole case of Lubavitcher who wanted to insist it, to put on yarmulke. But it wasn't simple. But in those days, they didn't allow anybody not to shave off the Pesach. So my father also passed it like that fear fine. He said, my father told the soldier, I remember somebody in Washington Heights, was a big real kid. So there, my father told him to shape of the pears with the powder, because it's a gun, because there the Yisrael consists in the Maisigal.
So with the grama, it would be Asma Darabanon?
What?
To shave off the pears with the grama would be Asma Darabanon?
Mordechai only mentions it to Gabi Shabbos, that is Asma Darabanon. So it's only Allah in Shabbos, doesn't mean quarter, or it's Asma Darabanon.
So by pears, you can shave all the pears with Ayde Grama if you have
yes,
to?
Yes, 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 yes. I have no doubts about it. But just like this, or then it will be a simulation of the country. I think it's ugly the way they do the shave of the pears. That the Rambam says, Kiderach Kumre Yoakum. There is a story about Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim's sons never, not only they didn't shave off the pears, who shaved off the pears, but everybody sharpens it. Reb Chaim's sons never shortened the pears.
Your father never shortened his?
Never, never.
So wait a minute, so it means his pears?
It's not fair. Yeah. I don't shorten my pears in there.
Well, I mean, then they would be much longer, no?
That's right, but no, well, I don't know. It just doesn't grow something.
No, that's it. There's a limit how far it goes.
I don't think that you shorten the pears.
Well, I shorten my pears.
You shorten. I don't. So, somebody asked Reb Chaim, why is he makpid? It's not only that they did when they're little. So he told them not to shorten the pears. So the Reb Chaim said, the Rambam Meir Nivruchim has a minhag to mention time mitzvahs, but in the Chazaka doesn't mention that. The only mitzvah where he mentions it is Kiyashiv. Afal Pishet Kiyashiv, everything. But it's a strong oxer, it's a kosmo, and Komo Kim Remezish, but the Ma'uri Yishiv. Because the Shufel is an alarm. Or Kitzum Tal the Masra. Elu ha'yishenim b'ahav le'yoyim. But then the Rambam says, l'gabe, peace ha'oshim, peace ha'zokim. So the Rambam says, derech kumri ha'akum. I shouldn't even say it because I'm afraid that everybody will stop. Now, it'll be fierce and it'll be detrimental to them for Mashiach. Reb Chaim would advise it if he felt it would be detrimental for a Shia. Maybe today is not as soon. The country is good.
For the Shia.
A Migalchim Pesach Aveish Kim Shoreis in Yiddik Yochavi Shememar Lissachiv Pasachim. Why do you have to say Kim Shoreis in Yiddik Yochavi? He never mentions time. The answer is that here the time is important in Sadhanoge of a Jew. Loshinues Mabushov. And the Ramba mentions that the Gabi Klein was Kiderach Kumre Yachov. Has fine.
But grama, I mean, grama.
Not grama. We're talking about grama.
No, but grama is a halach aser by ritzicha. Also, that's another. By
not ritzicha also. Ritzicha, not ritzicha.
So dafka Shabbos and ritzicha are the only.
Shabbos from the rabbon, but by shorisu, it's not even from the rabbon.
Grumma is not a din and kol ta'akul, that's also
Midrash Rabbanon? No. By Nezek and Chabalos, Grumma is not
Asur? What do you mean by Nezek Omer?
Nezek.
Nezek because there is Aloch of Lo Yishmerenu. So he's Odom Shmir as Gufilolof, who we mal dikome, is not only it's also Midrashi. He's Chayeb Bidin Shamayim. The Chayeb Bidin Shamayim, the Miri mentions, doesn't mean just Enesh Bidin Shamayim, but he tof asloy mafkin mene. And if he doesn't pay, if somebody is in Shase Kaldish al Chaber b'Chaber, so it's Potmo Mechayim Bidin Shamayim, if he doesn't pay, so the Ross says he's postulated because he's a gazlan. Only Bezdin cannot be made. Like Dalit Vorim Reise is Peres Gelof Mishis Chavere. So Padma Chav Shemayim, so the Shinti Beses mentions the name of the Roh and the Miri, that if he doesn't